Hi, is this Christine Bussejard?
Who's calling?
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I just received a form you submitted online at the homecareagency.com.
Yes,
are you looking?
Go ahead. I submitted. It's two forms that I filled out online within the last half hour.
Okay.
Which
are
one
you
say you are?
The home care agency.
Yeah, I know, but which one? I have Bright Star in front of me. I have Center Well. And
this
is
Family First, and you filled it out on the homecareagency.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you all situated?
We cover all of Eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
What county are you in?
Lancaster.
You're in Lancaster, and do you have a caregiver already, or would you need us to provide one?
I need you all to provide one. I have tried a lot of agencies, and the aides are not interested in not even being an aide. They will just come and sit down on their phone, or they're always late, or when you're waiting for them to come,
right,
then you get a text. And this line that you're talking to me on, I always tell them, if you're not going to be coming to work that morning, don't send me a text, because I don't be on my cell phone.
Yeah.
Call me on that phone so I would know. You know,
right.
I get up
right
from my bed to try to make my bed. I get up early and try to clean up myself for when they come. And then you will hear till 10 o'clock. I happen to look at my cell phone. I see a text that they can't come. And they're always saying it's their kid, it's their baby. And, you know,
All right. So anybody that we would send to you would be coming right from your area. We have caregivers in every county, and you could do a meet and greet before we start them.
Yes.
Is that what you prefer?
Right.
Okay. And now, do you prefer a male or a female aide?
You know, I don't know why, but I like male aides. Male
okay
and female is okay. Let me tell you the difference with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Male and female is okay. Female, you have to ask them to do this or do that, and I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to ask. They should know what. I agree. So
the guys now will say, Chris, you want to go for a walk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're supposed to walk me every day because I am in hospice, and I suffer from congestive heart failure. And but I just don't sit down,
mm-hmm,
and I just don't sit down. I like to try to vacuum, push the vacuum,
mm-hmm,
maybe to get my heart working a little better. I like to walk about the apartment that I like to do things to help myself.
Right.
But,
okay,
you know, it's hard, you know.
It is hard, yeah.
It's hard when the aide and them don't understand. That's why when they come, I say, you see the size of the apartment. I say, I try to do this and I try to do that. I suffer with tons of allergies, and I always tell the agencies that I will cook and feed the aides, but they cannot bring things in here.
Okay.
Because I get allergic reaction. I have 7 allergic things in my chart.
Okay.
So I tell the agency that I don't mind feeding them. I just don't mind it, but it's for my safety.
Yes, absolutely.
bring their water. All I ask is for them to bring their water because I just have to be lugging so much water.
Yeah. Okay.
And my whole spine is fused also, so that kind of laborious work is not really good for me. But, you know, I just can't handle the AIDS because I just can't handle the AIDS.
I know.
Because they don't want to do anything. Then again, they don't even want to play games. They're telling you they don't know. And what they're here for is more, what they are here for, it's more, and help me with the word. My stroke damaged my brain, and the words is be hard to come. You know, like companionship, companionship.
Yes.
That's
okay.
What I want to get. And just to push the vacuum a day, I'll tell them, okay, you just vacuum right there, and I will mop the kitchen.
Okay.
And then we finish. That is, and I will cook, and then we could go for a walk, especially in the winter we walk inside.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer we can go, maybe sometimes I don't eat out, but sometimes just for the hell of it, I take them for a treat. We go eat pizza or something like that. You know, but don't. And I need somebody with a car because here what happened. My emergency care, I have two of them. One is a professor and the other one is an engineer. The engineer one, the professor one, she's teaching every day. So I will take her car to go sometimes at Giant because I have a card for Giant.
Mm-hmm.
The engineer one does take me to Stouffer's.
Okay.
He takes me to make my grocery shopping because I don't buy. I go to Stouffer's all the time. But sometimes I don't want to use out all my rides that the insurance is paying for me.
Yeah, I know.
So if they have a car, I can say, all right, let's go and pick up some things at Giant.
Okay.
Because they have a car. You know what I mean? And that is where my medication is also.
Okay. And Christine, what is your birthday?
08/07/1950. I was just 75.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I can't believe I lived to 75.
And how many hours are you approved for?
All right. Well, I had 59, and I cut it to 40 because the aides and they were not doing anything. They were just coming for the hours. So my, what you call her?
Service coordinator.
My coordinator was here recently. And I told her, I said, I think it's time that I should get back my...
The 19 hours.
Hours. Yeah, because it's I need it. Like, I'm getting to the point where I really need it now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your preferred schedule?
Oh, 40 hours, 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
And then the 19 hours you want to use on Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, well, you see, I gave up the 19 hours and my coordinator came to reevaluate me.
Okay, so we'll see if it gets approved.
Yes, every time. So I kept the 40 hours because I know 40 hours is a work week.
Okay.
You know.
Sounds good. All right, so what I'm going to... I need your address, though. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. I pick up a you know, you have the cough, sometimes you pull.
Yeah, I get it.
That Friday.
Mm-hmm.
My address, she said.
Yes.
Okay, 315 North Prince Street, apartment 1108, Lancaster, PA. 17603-3037. I need to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Pencil Lancaster?
Yes.
So you know where Roof Towers is?
Oh, I'm not familiar. No, I don't work out of Lancaster.
Right. Well, let me give you what do you call it? A landmark. Let
okay.
me give you a landmark.
Okay.
It's right in the corner. Prince Street Run one way.
Uh-huh.
And this building is right in the corner of Prince and Walnut.
Okay.
And they call it Roof, R-O-U-F-F, Roof Towers. When the person is coming, tell them there is no parking on the ground. It's only resident parking.
Okay.
And each, what do you call it? Each space is assigned to someone.
Yeah.
They can park on my side. I live on the left side of Prince Street. That's where the apartment is. They can park along the left side from Walnut back up to, what do you call this place? What do you call this place?
That's okay. I'm going to, so when we are ready for the interview, I will have you speak to the caregiver and give them the details on how to get there, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send out a message to all the caregivers in the area. And when I have somebody who's interested and would like to interview with you, I will give you a call and let you know. If I get anything today, I'll give you a call. But Tuesday and Wednesday, our offices are closed for the Jewish holidays. So we will not be back until Thursday this week. Okay. So if you don't hear from me today.
What's the name of your agency?
Family First.
And give me your number.
It's 267. 551-551-7418.
7418.
And my name is Sarah, and that number comes right to my desk.
Are you Sarah? There is Sarah Care, or?
Yeah, no, I'm not Sarah Care, but we're Family First.
To ask you that, right?
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah.
Yes, because I know I saw Sarah Care, and I'm like, I don't want nothing too personal because I need professional people, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
people,
I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. So I'm going to find someone for you, and I'll give you a call before I leave today and let you know how we made out, and otherwise I will reach out to you on Thursday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you, Christine. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.